streets, expecting to find his family getting ready for a spring break trip. Instead, the Belador had found food scattered around the kitchen island, his wife ripped into pieces, and his two children missing. Quinn continued moving slowly toward the underpass. His team was exceptional, but they were also friends he didn't want to see harmed. As their Belador Meisteer, he ordered people into danger all the time, but everything about these attacks said this was not a normal situation. He did a mental eye roll at that thought. Talk about an oxymoron. Everything Belador's confronted fell under the heading of abnormal. Reaching the spot where he and Devon were to watch for Evol and Tristan, Quinn dropped into a crouch behind a small bush to scan the area. From the other side of the narrow rail bridge, Evol removed her dark sunglasses, exposing her glowing green eyes. She blinked twice at Quinn to signal that she and Tristan were in place. Quinn gave a hand signal of confirmation, then looked over his shoulder at Devon, who crouched close behind him. Quinn gave the signal to move out. Devon had limited telepathic ability, but the Cajun could move in this environment as silently as a lizard. Speaking mind to mind would be simpler, but Quinn had been the one to caution against using telepathy unless they had no other choice. Until recently,